bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of a judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people, if you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth App.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Lana Banana, you are wrong. Every day is not pop off. Every other day is pop off. Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Oh, wait. Today is Monday. Make sure you hang around in the 6 o'clock in the 6 o'clock hour when Truth Unfiltered. No Truth Unfiltered? Why not? But I just said it's Monday, and at 6 o'clock, Truth Unfiltered. You just wanted to mess with me. Excuse me, y'all. Can you play some music while I go in and kick the living foo-foo out of here? Bam! Okay. Being all silly. Even got DJ Brother Z popping off today. Telling you. What? Really, dude? Turn that off. Really? Turn that off. Turn it off. Turn that off. Does that sound right? Like, turn that off. Why are you so mean to me, Glenn? I don't know what I do to you, man. What I do? Oh, he did it. Oh, you doing what all the kids do, right? Well, it was him. He did. Yes, we're here having fun. Oh my goodness, stop. We are having a lot of fun. 833 cleanup is this weekend, right? Cleanup is going on this weekend. Don't be putting Tory picture on my break when I break. Just sign up. Just go to the website, sign up, and show up. All right? Because if you don't, it's going to be on. But, you know, we got the cleanup coming this weekend. 833-212-1017 is the number. You know, there are times in everyone's life, and I was talking to, I think, Pat earlier. Life can toss you a curveball. And so, Pat, if you're still listening, you know, you want to do some things and you want to invest and you're kind of scared about tariffs and you think all those things are going to be happening. You have to readjust, realign, rededicate your resources. Or you may just not have any resources and you want to figure out how to get the resources to make things better. Sometimes you know what to do, like I told you about Educators Credit Union. But many times, like it was with me, I didn't know what to do. It's the first time I'd ever faced an issue because when it's financial, not everybody shares things financially. Isn't it amazing? People share about everything, their house, their car, how to do this, how to do that. But when it comes to finances, nobody talks. For the last couple of decades, I've been able to turn to Educators Credit Union. I had a financial issue that involved another family member, and I was able to go in and get advice and a plan. Just like I told Pat to do, just go in, sit down with them. They have free resources. They can sit down and go through all that stuff. I'm here to tell you today it worked, that educators, our members are our purpose. As a credit union, we're not concerned about profits or the bottom line or shareholders. The greatest reward you can get, the greatest reward for them, is you achieving your financial dreams through lower rates and access to free financial services. Experience more heart, less hassle by making the switch today. Achieve more at ecu.com. That's ecu.com. Insured by NCUA. Membership eligibility is required. Lana Banana says, is this a commercial? No, it's both. Like, I'm literally talking about something and someone who's a sponsor because they actually do what they say they do. And I was telling the caller earlier that she wanted to figure out where to put her money and how to invest and just how to save and all that. And I said, just go to Educators Credit Union and sign up and, you know, talk to them. They got free things. So even if you're not eligible, they've got processes that can put you in line to figure out how to become eligible and then be eligible. You got access to car loans, a credit card, a debit card, mortgage, all sorts of things like that. So make sure you go check them out. ECU.com. Mike, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
How you doing, Dr. Ken?
How are you?
I'm doing well. Yeah, people need to, they come to just calm down and stop panicking. All they're listening to Fox News and all this stuff about the terrorists. Terrorists have always been around. All Trump is trying to do is make it an even playing field.
Right.
That's all he's trying to do. Because people got to realize he's trying to pull away from the EU because the United States is putting the most money into the EU. When all these war campaigns come up, who's always leading the charge? It's the United States. So Trump is at the point to like, hey, if you want us to participate, y'all got to put in the fair share. Y'all got to do y'all fair share.
Yeah.
The money and the muscle. If you want us to be a part of it. And some people don't understand it.
So why is it
again with the stock market?
Why is it you think people don't understand that?
I don't know. I guess they don't take time to look at history and study and find out, hey, what's what? I'm a researcher. I'm a researcher everything. So I know. I've been in the military. I know what goes on.
All right.
And people with the stock market, people selling off. You buy the dip. Don't panic. I mean, everybody else panic. You buy the dip. You buy it at a cheaper price. Because like you said, it's the market not going to be down for long. So when people panic, you buy the dip. XRP, you buy the dip. Get your ETFs in order. It's like you get more income. When people start talking about recessions and things like that, you start looking at buying more ETF stocks.
Well, that's what you did. We can't give like financial advice on the radio, but I get what you're saying.
Okay, I'm just saying, yeah, that's what I did. And I started like $20 a week, $30 a week. It wasn't a lot. It don't take a lot, like people think. But okay. That's what I did, and it's working out for me. But as far as the terrorists is going to make everybody come to the table and renegotiate terms. And in the long run, it's going to be better for America because you already got car company scrambling, trying to get their way around the terrorists, and they're moving their factories back over here.
Right. And you saw today steel went up because they need to buy their steel from America. They're not going to buy it from other countries that are cheaper. So the price of steel is going to eventually come down because everybody uses it.
Yeah, exactly. Even with OPEC. When Trump said, hey, you're going to start drilling
right
in Alaska, OPEC got upset. They know what's going to happen when we flood the market with oil. They know what's going to happen.
It's going to get cheap.
Yeah, so pretty much we're cutting out the middleman. If we can make it and produce it ourselves in the United States, that's what we're going to do. So Trump, he talks, and his actions are more like a nationalist.
Okay.
He's going to cut out the middleman. He's going to cut out these other countries. Hey, we finna do it ourselves.
Like we used to do.
Exactly. And like China. China been doing it the whole time. They try to do everything in country.
Well, that's where we buy a lot of our stuff, though, from. In country. In China.
Yeah. But, you know, they're upset because Taiwan finna give us the semiconductors and the chips. So they're upset with Taiwan big time.
So very true.
Yeah, and that right there going to put the AI mark in them chokehold, we going to have it. And China know who will control the semiconductors and the chips and the rare earth minerals. hey, they're going to have the AI technology on lock, and China can't stand it.
Yep. All right. Well, thank you much. I appreciate it, Mike.
All right. Thank you.
Take care. 833-212-1017 is the number. That's Mike's take, right? Former military. That's how he does it. And so many times, many people tell you, don't panic. Like, literally, don't panic. Although, Bitcoin's taking a beating. I'm not invested in Bitcoin, so I don't have that problem. I could afford like a third of a tenth of 1% of Bitcoin. Like, one Bitcoin is like, what, $70,000 or something? What are you going to do today, Johnny? I don't know. Buy Bitcoin or buy a house? Like, I don't get it.
Number 5.
From CBS 58, the Supreme Court pauses the midnight deadline to return the man mistakenly deported to El Salvador. The Supreme Court on today temporarily paused a court-imposed midnight deadline to return a Maryland man who had been mistakenly deported to El Salvador, agreeing to a request from President Donald Trump that will give the justices more time to reconsider. Chief Justice John Roberts granted the administrative stay, a move that will extend the deadline until the court hands down a more fulsome decision in the case of Mr. Garcia, who was deported on March 15th. So Mr. Garcia had shown that he was actually one of those people who, had he been returned back there, he would be killed. And he had shown, and the administrative law judge for immigration said, yes, I see this, and you have proven that you do have these issues, and so we are going to allow you to stay in America, only to find out later that the Trump administration picks him up and ships him back down. He should not have been shipped back down. He should not have been sent back to El Salvador. And that was a mistake. And hopefully the U.S. Supreme Court will tell the Attorney General, after looking at the information, that he needs to come back here, because he did prove that he actually, had he got sent back there, he would be killed. So that's unfortunate. It's wrong. We should take a look at the ICE agents that did that and what information they didn't take into account. And just because somebody was here and the courts gave him the ability to be here, just because you don't want him here, that mean he has to go.
Number 4.
From Fox6Now.com, a Milwaukee man who was accused of neglecting 2 children who were found naked and bloody running down the street was sentenced today to 10 years in prison, an additional 10 years of extended supervision in connection with the 2023 case of chronic child neglect. Now, if you remember, this was on Milwaukee's west side. Before Joe Mankey was sentenced today, he entered guilty pleas to 2 charges of chronic neglect of a child. 2 charges of false imprisonment were dismissed and read into the court record for the purpose of sentencing. So what do we know? Remember this? Katie Koch, K-O-C-H. Police responded to 71st and Stevenson on July 13th. Criminal complaint says officers learned from neighbors 2 kids are walking around naked with blood on them. Police made contact with Koch, who was on the phone with a man asking if he was almost home so he could help explain what's going on. Court filing said the home was uninhabitable. Horrible, hoarding conditions. 7-year-old was found naked with red marks on him. Complaint said Koch told police both children, 7 and 9, had broken a window and ran away, but police didn't find lacerations indicative of cuts from broken glass. A neighbor told investigators they saw the children break the window and run from the home, and while police were at the house, Koch denied abusing the children, grabbing clothing for them, telling officers, I'm so sorry, I'm so afraid. Police found trash, garbage, the smell of urine and feces throughout the home, and the complaint said there was feces smeared on the walls of the children's room and a latch on the outside of their door. Koch said it was not just feces, but it was clay, paint, and chocolate that smelled like feces, right? The complaint said Koch arrived shortly there. Mankey arrived, the guy that got sentenced today, arrived shortly thereafter. Prosecutors said he admitted to putting boards on the windows to keep the children from bothering the noisy neighbors. the nosy neighbors, huh? I latch on the door to lock the kids in the room overnight to keep them from wandering due to their autism. Right. Said they were homeschooled, all kind of stuff. So basically, they just told, you know, a series of lies. Koch was sentenced in February of 2024 to 10 years in prison, 10 years extended supervision. She also pled guilty to her charges. What do you say to that? What do you say to a person that treats children like that? I guess you can say, couldn't happen to a nicer person.
Number three.
From Fox 6 Now, also, Milwaukee Public School family said they're frustrated with the district after police arrested a 13-year-old who brought a loaded gun to school last Thursday. According to the Milwaukee Police Department, officers arrested a 13-year-old who brought a loaded gun to school, to the Milwaukee School of Languages. Charges also were referred to the Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office. MPS said the weapon was found after another student informed staff, and Milwaukee police were called immediately, and the student who brought the gun was arrested. No one was physically harmed. So, families say they're angry with how they were notified about the weapon. MPS told Fox 6 News they reached out to parents last Thursday when the gun was found, but parents and students said they feel they should have done more. Parent Brian Eisel said, I don't trust the district. I don't trust the school. I want to know what's going on. It's how the Eisels found out and the district response that's not sitting well with them. Student Rowan Eisel said, I think I heard amongst some of my friends at school. Brian Eisen said his son called him and told him. Then he saw the email from the district. It said staff acted quickly after responding to a report of an inappropriate item found in the school. The inappropriate item. So anything from a what? This is what Brian Eisel said. Anything from a whoopee cushion to an apparent loaded weapon is an inappropriate item. They didn't make any announcements. No code reds, code yellow, nothing. The next day, MPS sent families a more detailed email that highlighted the loaded weapon, which said no one was hurt and staff is working with police. Some children also staged a walkout on Friday. Rowan Eisel said, I just want a change, any change, like implementing more safety measures and protocols. You would think that immediately upon finding a loaded gun, you'd lock everything down. Call the police. Notify the parents. With the amount of violence and craziness in our schools, they would need to do better. Well, one thing you have to look at is this. When you found the gun and you got the gun, at what point do you lock down everything after the gun was found? You already have it. You check the schools. All the teachers check their rooms, so there's no apparent issues. So now, what are we locking down? They call the police. They sent the email notifying them. If they had sent an email saying that they found a gun in the school before they investigated fully and got everything, all heck would have broke out. Parents would have stormed the school, kicking in doors and finding their kids, and then you would have caused more issues. But now you're saying because they did it the way they were supposed to do it, you're mad that they didn't do it your way. MPS spokesperson told Fox 6 News on last Friday that the first thing the district does when something like this happens is to send a message to parents with the promise and intent to update when they get confirmation of what's actually going on. So you want incomplete information that's going to give you an incomplete response, which is then going to make your imagination run wild. And then the next thing you know, all heck is breaking loose because now you're trying to kick in the school and kick in the door because you want your children safe. I don't know.
Number two.
This from CNN.com. U.S. stocks mostly fell after an extremely volatile day, tumbling, surging, and then bouncing around in every direction as traders search for any sign that President Donald Trump's tariffs could be negotiated or halted. Markets around the world had tumbled earlier in the day over concerns about how Trump's sweeping tariffs upend the global economy and stymie economic growth. U.S. stocks opened the day in bear market territory, but surged an hour later on rumors that the Trump administration may pause tariffs, perhaps for several months. That rumor turned out to be what? Just that. A White House official called any suggestion that Trump would pause tariffs fake news and desperate signs that some trading partners, including the EU, might be willing to negotiate with Trump. The president dashed those detente hopes when he said he could slap another 50% on China. And just like that, the Dow, which had been up 900 points, went back down again. After roller coaster day, it closed down 349 points or 0.91%. The broader S&P 500 fell 0.23%. NASDAQ composite 0.1% higher after fluctuating, you know, gaining and losing and gaining. And it's a wild market, and it's going to be that way for a little bit. It's going to be that way, and we talked about that. It's going to be that way for a little bit. It's not an instant fix. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care who came in. You can't instantly fix prices. You can't instantly fix the market. You just can't if you understand about it. You can't, like, you can't make a company charge less unless there's an emergency and FEMA has to come in and all that stuff. And then they say it, right? Like when the Flint, Michigan, when the water crisis hit. What they were able to do is to go in and tell them around there, hey, it's against the law. And then Michigan put in a law, an emergency law that said, if you raise your prices, yeah, you're going to jail. You're going to get a fine. You're going to get this. You're going to get that. And so those types of things level off the market. But it's an open market. If they want to raise the price, it's really hard to do it unless it's an emergency. So we got to be cognizant of that. And I think we need more classes that talk about how the market works and how one thing affects it and how other things can affect it, because we really need to understand and know that those types of things happen. I'm just saying.
Number one.
So there's a story from Texas that kind of disturbed me, and I thought I'd want to talk about it before we go to break. So everybody's going after this female CEO in Texas. So here's the deal. A female CEO has claimed that a boy who fatally stabbed another person at a track meet was bullying the person that's accused of killing him. Stephanie Crutchfield, the owner and CEO of several financial help businesses, left the claim on a donation page for Carmelo, with a K, Anthony, who is charged with murder of Austin Metcalf, 17, at Kirkendall Stadium in Frisco. She wrote, let's get this baby home. I have a black son as well, and I live in Collin County. This baby was bullied and was defending himself. I know it's more to this story. I'm praying for you and your family. Please let me know what else I can help. So this is on Daily Mail. It's a United Kingdom, Great Britain, England, over there. And so they wrote the story. They got the picture of the black kid that stabbed the white kid. And one of the things there saying is there's no evidence Metcalf was bullying Anthony. Police said Anthony stabbed him in the heart, killing him after Metcalf told him he was sitting in the wrong chair at the matchup between their two schools last week. Crutchfield, the woman, donated $1,000 to Anthony, later doubled down on her support, saying, no, I don't agree with what he did, but it's more to this story. This kid had a good future ahead of him, and he deserves a great defense attorney. Now, I can't fathom anybody in the world except the family of the guy that got killed, the young man that got killed, the 17-year-old, having an issue with what she said. Everybody in America deserves defense, whether they're guilty or not, whether they admit it or not. The donation page for the kid that killed the other kid, right? Carmelo Anthony stabbed Austin Metcalf, is at $170,000 as of this afternoon. Everybody is screaming and hollering, oh my gosh, it's terrible. Everybody screams and hollers, it's terrible. Well, are you screaming and hollering because it's a black kid that stabbed the white kid? Is it just a black kid that stabbed somebody? Is it one kid stabbed another? Like, what is your reasoning for being upset about the fact that somebody has $170,000 for the defense of this kid? You know who Luigi Mangione is? You know the U.S. Attorney General that has asked for the death penalty for Luigi Mangione, who killed the president of United Healthcare, the CEO? Anybody? See, because one of the funny things about it is the one thing that we never heard, it was in the New York Post, though, but it wasn't in major news, that Luigi Mangione's defense fund has over $500,000 in it. And I'm going out on a limb that a lot of black people didn't give money to Luigi Mangione. Over one half of $1 million for killing United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. $514,500, that was February 15th of this year. They want to raise $1 million. So when you have the audacity to complain that a young black kid who's getting donations for his defense, as he deserves, just like Luigi Mangione, even though we know he did it, we know this kid did it, they don't deserve. You're actually calling into question $170,000 and trying to call out the black woman that gave the money when all these white people all over the country and the world gave money to Luigi Mangione, offers of marriage, all kind of idiocy like that. Why? Because he shot somebody in the back. And you have the audacity to say, oh, that's okay. Matter of fact, we won't mention the $500,000. We won't mention that he has over a half of a million, over $500,000 in an account for his defense. And you want to question $170,000 for this black kid in Texas. I don't care what anybody says. I'm going to say it. That's stupid.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. I don't even know where I was. I had so much stuff up here. Doing so much stuff. It's just. Land of Banana. You're on the award-winning 1017.
Yes, Dr. Ken Harris.
What's wrong with you?
How you doing?
What's going on?
Now, who, me? Oh, okay. See, Dr. Ken Harris, see, what gets me is that I was listening to Kyle Wallace, Truth to Power Friday. And he said that the black young man was sitting at a table
right.
that the That's track it. Team had reserved for them.
Right.
And so the white boy told the black boy, "Get up! This is our table." Instead of asking him, you know what I'm saying? So he said, and I heard the black boy said, "Don't touch me" or something like that. And then he grabbed the backpack of the black young man and. The black young man stabbed him.
Okay.
That's what I heard what happened.
All right.
But see, what gets me, Dr. Ken Harris, is that I think that was New York when that vet, that Marine, killed that black man with schizophrenia.
Okay. Right.
And he did Michael
right.
Jackson. Right. Now, see, he wasn't even fighting the Marine. He had his back turned.
Had nothing to do with him, didn't threaten anybody, didn't have a weapon, and you decided to walk up behind him and grab him because people thought he was going to do something that he didn't do. And you killed him, and he walked.
And he didn't go
that
to
is
him.
A, that is a
he
travesty. That is a travesty.
See, that's what gets me, Dr. Ken Harris.
Yep.
That's all I wanted to say.
About, he's a Marine.
Thinking, you know,
what does that mean? Like, being a Marine doesn't mean you're above the
nothing.
Law.
That's nothing. Yeah. So.
But then when you say that, oh, you're a hater. You hate the Marines. I don't hate the Marines. I just disagree
no.
with the fact that you can go to jail like everybody else.
Yeah, it's not like we've been haters. It's just that, you know, you got to be accountable for all your actions. You can't have no excuse for anything, because that promotes negativity, and that's going to encourage him to do more killing with black people who turn their backs to him who has a mental condition.
Right. Yep.
You know?
Very true.
So we're not hating. The other people, they're hating on us because we're telling the truth now. Okay, that's all I wanted to say. I was just thinking about that. I don't think about that. It's not right. That's not right.
Well, thank you.
Because I wouldn't move either if he told me to move. I wouldn't either. Don't tell me to do something. You asked me.
But even if you ask me, well, wait a minute. But if you ask me and it's my table, I'm still saying no.
But the table was reserved for the track team, wasn't it?
I guess. I don't know any of the particulars other than what I read.
No.
And I'm sure the case is pending. No. And they probably have video. They probably got video.
Yeah, it wasn't reserved because a black young man didn't even see a sign. If he saw a sign, I'm pretty sure he wouldn't have sat there. So, whatever. I wouldn't have killed the white boy, but I would have, you know, give him something to think about.
I would hope you wouldn't kill anybody.
No, uh-uh.
All right.
No, I don't do that. I like to do it. Okay, all right. Thank you. I just had to share that.
All right.
Yeah, bye.
Bye. I tell you. Whew, I'm scared of y'all. I'm scared of y'all. Let me check this talking text line before I hang up. Da-da-da-da. So, Dr. Ken, you think it's a good idea to give China 35% tariffs? No. I think it's good to give China 50% tariffs. So all the stuff we make over there, we can make over here, get people jobs, make it cheaper, and build up the economy here. That's what I think. We have to remember, China doesn't let anything from America come in there unless they're going to make it and ship it back for money. Think about what you're saying. Other countries will not let us sell our products in their country, like Japan. So let me throw this out there. No, I'm not a hater, and no, I'm not a racist. Maybe a little prejudiced, like everybody. Do you see Asian people in Wisconsin? And I'm being general because I don't know if they're Japanese or Korean. Do you see them driving cars from their country? New and used. They drive Mitsubishi, Honda, Toyota. I'm not mad. They're nationalists. I get it. They support their country. When they buy a new car, they buy a new car that was made in there, so the money goes back to their country. They don't buy anything. They don't let anything go into Japan at all. Same thing with China. All I'm saying, well, I guess they do in China because they wear blue jeans and stuff like that. But what I'm saying is, at some point, we have to be cognizant of that, so that if we want people here to get money and jobs, we're going to have to create an instance where the jobs come back here. That makes no sense. You don't want cars here, but like, you don't want to make cars like because of the environment? Okay, stop. That makes no sense. They're cleaner, they're more efficient. You can still make electric here. Like this, there's so many opportunities. But again, when you put your politics above what's going to be good for your children and your grandchildren, well, that's what you get. Money's green. Keep your politics to yourself. Who cares? Vote for who you want to vote for. Do what you want to do. Take care of family first, extended family, neighborhood, community, whatever, however you want to put in order. But don't tell somebody else because they have an idea of what they want to do. They're wrong. They're just different. And this idea that everybody thinks the same way, does the same thing, wins the same way, that's socialism. That's how they did in Germany. That's how they do in Europe in some places. And in the long run, it never wins. And that's what people don't understand. It never, ever wins. It's 101.7 The Truth. Dr. Ken Harris with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. There's a lot of buzz going around about the draft, but you won't find one seeping through Pella's windows and doors. In fact, you should make Pella your number one pick, because right now you can take advantage of no interest financing options or free glass upgrades. Their talented designers and installers can match your unique home through seamless customization. So it doesn't matter if you got a brand new house, doesn't matter if you've got a historic house that's brick, your house can look spectacular. Certain restrictions apply, and the deal ends April 30th. So place your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harrison is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Listen good and give the best advice that I can give. So, what's up with you this time? Your honey took a dive and now he's playing with your mind. Oh no, this cannot be accepted. The feelings that belong to you must be protected. Hold up, time out, I shout. Get it together, sister. Tell her to be not so distant, mister. It's a
shame. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, 833-212-1017. Is the number. I've never caught. I love it. I love it. I love it. This is 70. Ann says 70 countries have agreed to come to the table already. That is true. Then it said, George said, you are correct. You never call me an idiot. I was saying that you say that about other people. No, I call things other people say and do stupid. Just like things I call and I say that are stupid. I guess I will stop listening so I won't get so frustrated. If you don't know the past, it can come back and bite you. And that's what he's doing. MAGA. It might not be toughing you now, but it will. Oh, so you know the markets better than anybody else and you know the future better than anybody else. Okay. All right. I'm not dismissing what you're saying. I'm saying that nobody knows, number one. Number two, you have to admit, you just don't like Donald Trump. And somehow you always have to twist something to bring up Donald Trump. You do understand that's why the Democratic Party lost. What's the solution? Exactly. The solution is nobody has one. And we're waiting for the Democratic Party to come up with one, and they don't have one. They'll continue to bash Trump. They'll continue to bash Trump to win the last presidential election. They bashed Trump. Did they win? No. So now you continue to do the same thing over and over? That just makes no sense. That is insanity. But I guess that's okay. And no, don't call at 6 because I won't be here. Wayne said, nostalgia is the leading cause of sound strategy. America was once manufacturing, now it's innovation and endless. There is no growth in living in the past. That has always been the case. I don't understand this. Let me read. Okay, nostalgia is the leading cause of sound strategy. Okay. America's super was once manufacturing, now it's innovation and intellect. However, we still need to bring manufacturing back because the costs are getting too high. And I don't know if innovation and intelligence is going to pay for the high costs. It's kind of, you know what I'm saying? So there is no growth. I think you meant there's no growth in living in the past. That's true. That's true. That, and for me, that 10-year period is about the time that, you know, that I look at to see what's going to happen. That again, I don't understand about the economy. This is from Mari. I'm trying to understand to keep my feelings out. I want to know what we do in the meantime while the infrastructure and resources are ready to increase production here. There's a process and will take time. And will people be able to afford the goods made here? Not arguing, not just trying to say. I think that over time they'll be able to. I think what we think might take 10 years will probably take 3 to 4 to 5 years. The change has to happen fairly rapidly because we have to retool, right? So there's a lot of, on the Rust Belt, there's a lot of manufacturing places that when people popped up and left, they were left there just sitting. So the retooling, I don't think will take as long as people think it will, because many of those places are still there. Some of those manufacturing things are still there. And if anybody was smart enough, they would know you don't throw everything away and get rid of everything, because nothing is new under the sun. Manufacturing will come back. Will it come back the way it did before? Absolutely not. We have too many efficiencies. But for the most part, we have it. Let me squeeze her in. Sandra, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I got about a minute. What's going on?
I know. Squeeze me in, Dr. Kim.
You in?
Yeah. Okay. Now, you were talking about manufacturing. I mean, you don't think the machine's going to be automated?
No. Some things you can't automate. Some things you have to check and double check. Some things you're going to have to be able to work with. All automation does is builds it faster, but somebody has to do quality control. Somebody has to make sure the materials are there. Like, those things don't happen by themselves. They don't happen in a vacuum. It'll just free you up to do more stuff. Will there be a reduction?
Well, you
won't
need as many people, though, what I'm
right.
saying.
Correct.
You won't need
well, we don't have that many people, because wasn't that many people born to begin with. So it's not like it's going to be it's not the baby boomer generation. It's not the silent generation. It's a lot of people that weren't born.
What about these jobs that's being shut down? I mean, that's a lot of people. How are they going to replace all of them?
What jobs that are going to be shut down?
You know, the ones they got kicked out of office. The CDC, all of that. They shut that stuff down up there in the government.
Yeah.
All those people that got lost jobs. Well, how are they going to replace them?
Well, same way that they place people that get fired from Northwestern Mutual or laid off from Rockwell International, they got to fend for themselves, just like we have to when we get let go.
Well, yeah, but you got to have jobs that they can fend.
They're coming. You got to retool.
I heard them say it too.
We got to retool.
I heard them
say
government is not his job to help people get a job.
Correct.
So what are we supposed to do? Everybody's supposed to own a business?
The government has never helped anybody from any of the companies here get a job. They have
Okay, I talked to you the other day on this. You don't have a lot of time. I don't know how it all got started.
How got started?
All this thing about the job situation where people got jobs and now we're told get your own stuff and now all this stuff.
Okay.
So I got to find out the history. Okay.
Thank you much.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harrison is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
It's been one of them days. Who do I get to blame today? Oh, wait. It's my fault. So we're going to be taking a look this week at more on tariffs and more on things that are going on in the world and the market. Evidently in Texas, a second child has died from measles. So I want to be praying for their family. That's a terrible thing to lose a child. It's unfortunate, but got to be on the lookout. Got to take care of family first. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Truth Unfiltered, coming up next. Denise Thomas will be with you from 6 to 8, and then we will restart Tory Lowe's show and go on throughout the evening for the best in Milwaukee Black Talk Radio. Hey, God bless. Take care. Thank you, Glenn. Thank you, DJ Brother Z. God bless. I'm out.